तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशा कौशतृभ्यश्च पिता सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमसुधाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौररक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाने कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय भक्त्याविहीनाय पराजलज्ञै चित्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना नमस्ते चरणं यं प्रभजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्य द्वैपायनो गिरहकातरया पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेतुः तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्यराजे तन्मा
So Srila Gurudev has asked me to explain this verse, which is recited by Sri Sukadeva Goswami in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. the Kriditam Vajubhadavir, the Damcha Vishnu. Anyone who, with great faith and honor, accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, hears again and again from a person in the disciplic succession, particularly in the disciplic succession from Srila Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and hears repeatedly about the pastimes of Vishnu with the gopis. This sounds very strange. Idam cha Vishnu. He doesn't say Idam cha Krishna. So what is this Vishnu? Vishnu means that he's everywhere. He's in the heart of everyone. So we see in Ras Lila that although Krishna is not exhibiting the opulence of Vaikuntha or Dwarka, he's not exhibiting his Bhagavata, his godhood, of expanding into many forms. He's running so quickly that just like an incense stick is one stick, but when you go very, very fast, it looks like it's everywhere at one time, like a circle. So Krishna runs so fast from one gopi to another that it seemed like he was everywhere at one time and dancing with all the gopis simultaneously. Therefore, Idam cha Vishnu. And Braja Badu Bir is the Braja Badu. Badu means young brides of Braja. Although married to others, apparently, they risked everything. Name, fame, abuse from society, for unhesitatingly being with Krishna. Therefore, because they didn't have any consideration, but gave up everything for Krishna's pleasure, their pastimes with Krishna give the most benefit to others. So anyone who repeatedly, with great faith, hears from the disciplic succession from Srila Rupa Goswami about the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, beginning with Rasa Lila and others, what happens? Param, bhaktim param, the supreme bhakti, which means braja bhakti, and within braja bhakti, tat bhava ichchatmakam, becoming the maidservant of Srimati Radharani, and having all of our sentiments becoming the same as her sentiments in order to be able to serve her in her loving service to Krishna. That param bhakti becomes established in the heart, and when that pure thing becomes situated in the heart, hridarogam, the diseases of the heart, beginning from lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, but lust is beginning and permanent, all those things disappear from the heart, and one becomes fully established in Braja Bhakti.
This shloka has been taken from Rasa Lila. Perhaps all the devotees hearing from so many years, you know the meaning of Rasa. But you have no realization or no line of thought about it. What is Rasa? Our word is there, dancing with so many gopis, Krishna. So this is Rasa. But really, the Rasa of Sukadeva Goswami, only he has told in very, very few slokas. This Rasa was so longer that Brahma one day four cross and 32 lakh years. And Sukadeva Goswami also very few words. And this rasa is like transcendent. Our mind and heart and intelligence is worldly. See, cannot accept. But if mercifully that pastime comes in our heart, like Krishna sometimes comes, mercifully, without any reason, it's there. Only by the mercy of Krishna and his associates, this will happen. Highest pastime. How it will come? Only by the mercy of Krishna. But Krishna mercy will also wait for, depend on the mercy of the world. Otherwise, if it is so, only by mercy we can have it. Jamayesa eva vinute namatma pravachanena namedhaya nabhavna sutena. By doing so much, by the kasarat of exercise of intelligence, when Krishna mercifully will select us that he is my Kripa Patra,
object of mercy.
Object of mercy. Then we can have. Then what should we do? If it is Kripa Siddha, then we should wait doing nothing? No. We should go on practicing that Krishna should be merciful to us. Din ka will come.
Humility.
As bhakti goes up, in the real dhinata comes. Always comes. If there is no dhinata, then no prayer. No love, pure and affection. So, seeing your dhinata and utkantha, Krishna is bound to bestow. So, you should go on doing what? But we should know that by doing so, by practice of Krishna, merit give his mercy. But this, there is only way that seeing Krishna, when he will see Tashva Parishramam Krishna, Kriti Arsi Sabana. This all is his mother. So much doing labor and sweating. I am weeping like faces, some are sad and some are weeping. Mm-hmm. And then Krishna himself is all found. So in this way. So, by hearing this, anything will not come. This thing. We should try to go from beginning. Beginning and Sukadeva Parikshit Maharaj thought hearing all Ras Lila, fifth adhyayas, chapter. He saw there are so many kinds of persons. There are some doubts. Being Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he came especially to this world to establish dharma. Why he did so? He played with all the gopis. He told that you should give up your cloth and come folded hand. Why did he? Why he called all the gopis and he was dancing? Why he was doing? And in that, fishing each other, dancing each other, why is it? So it is not like the dharma. The Krishna came establishing religion. And why he did so? And he asked, They had no doubt. They knew this from beginning because they were playing in the laps of Krishna, always hearing from Narada and all others. And he knows that O Sukadeva Goswami, high class of devotee, and he always became situated, established in dharma. He cannot tell anything, especially at it, my dead time, isn't it? So he was very much. It was right. But for others, there were some karmis. There were some
jnani.
And there were something like us. Not for Narada Rishi, not for Vyas, not for Parasara, not like others. Only there were so karmis and jnani. There were not a first of Yoga. For them he arrived this verse. And he wanted that he should show himself. So he told, Dharma Vyatikramo Drishta, Ishvaranandya Sahasra, Tevyasam na dosaya, Vanne Sava Bhujo Dhatha. In general he told, for common he told. Oh, we see fire. And fire can burst the stone. And so many bad things. She can burn the bodies of dead persons, but even she is pure. So those who are so crazy mass, powerful, for them, no dosh, no fall. Like Shankar, it's a jnana. He can be naked and he can call his wife, and being himself naked he can tell, oh, for him it is. Because Shankar, when this whole person was whole world was dying, then Vishnu called him, O Shankar, you should come. And he came. What to do? All the time, you should do something. And he took all poison. And kept where? Why? Not in heart? Because Krishna was there. Look at it here. And here it became like burning. Which poison? Blue. 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 So he's powerful. He can digest this poison output. But if anyone do like him, he's not powerful as Shankar, and he takes a little poison, a serpent, a snake's poison, even he will come. That is his business. Nachat samachari sujatu manasapihi aneshwara dinashat acharan mokhyata yatha rudro abhyutam. The meaning what I told you. If a man is not Shankar, not powerful like Shankar, and detects any poison, he will die. So you should not do like this. What is the meaning? Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. Anyone should not follow Krishna.
Imitate
Krishna. From your mind even, you should not dance with naked ladies and doing like Krishna. By kissing them, by hundred and thousand of women, or very little girls, small girls, and with them. Even by mind you should not do. Otherwise they will. For kisi kis ke liye na
rakhe,
you will lose your everything, you will die. So he is prohibited that from mind we should not
imitate
Krishna. what to tell so many? Even alone, lady. And if not lady, the idol.
Statue.
If it is of any lady and naked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what tells? Don't see. So he is telling, if any foolish person, not knowing all these things, even not one lady, he is doing like this, what Krishna did, will go to hell for it. His soul will also be completely, thoroughly. So you should not fall. Anyone. Here, Sudeva Goswami has told, don't do like Krishna. Krishna played with so many, so you should not play. What to tell this body, with this body, even by mind, you should not play. Krishna had done rush, and he is our supreme master. Jajat Akarati, Sajat Pramanam Kurte, because Krishna is superior.
The general man will follow his example.
He should follow. Then he is telling, if any person of high person is doing something, we should try to do like that. We should follow. Krishna has told it. He says, that the other of his sreshta, what meaning?
Whatever a great man does, common men will follow in his footsteps. And whatever actions he performs, the whole world pursues.
So, Krishna is wisest person and
perfect person.
So we should follow him. Then he is telling. What telling? Oh, you should not follow. Like that, samadhari is jalu manasapiki anishkara. Just to try to be like Krishna and then to follow him. First you should jump in the ocean of poison. Right?
In Kaliyadhara.
Jump and play with Kali. And if you are powerful to control Kali and not dying with poison, taking so much in mouth, then you can do that. Secondly, you should take fire, because Krishna has taken two times fire. So much big fire. Uncontrolled fire, forest fire. And you do. So you should do
first.
And Govardhan, you should take Govardhan. So long. 1,000 miles.
High.
And 14 miles?
Wide.
Yes, okay. Oh, now you cannot do. You can take a Govardhan Shira of 1,000 months, we will keep it on your head. First carry it and take. So, if you are like him, you can do. But first you should do, otherwise you will be finished forever. Like Rudra can take poison, others can't. Don't do like this. Here he told that you should not do like Krishna. Nothing else. Don't do. Even by mind. And then he said, Ishwaranam Vaja Satyam Tathaiva Acharitam Pati Teshangyatva Vajo Yuktam Buddhimanam Tatsamacharya. He is telling very important thing. Ishwaranam Vaja Satya. The speech of instruction, instruction of Ishwarana, like Brahma, like Shankar, like others, like Karnadashai, Kirudashai, all are Ishwar. Even Shankar and Brahma are also like Ishwarana. They are all telling. What they are telling? All speaking is?
True.
True to?
Highest extent.
But the Bhaiva Acharitam Pati. But their acharan?
Behavior.
Is not always like this. Pati. Resham jata shabacho yuktam buddhimanam sat acharit. Though his activity, to whom by his teaching he has supported with his own. Oh, buddhiman, intelligent person, only follow this, not all. What I told?
In this verse, it's described.
The statements of the Lord's empowered servants are always true. And the acts they perform are exemplary when consistent with those statements. Therefore, one who is intelligent should carry out their instructions.
Yes. And they can follow that you should do like me. According to their instruction, their behavior, you can explain more.
In this verse, it is stated that those who are very powerful controllers, such as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, and His delegated representatives, such as Brahmaji and Shiva, they are very, very powerful. So they are called Ishvara, they are controllers. And when they speak, then their words, their instructions, they are always true to the fullest extent. Yet, their activities, their behavior, should not always be followed. But rather, one should follow those activities which they perform, which are consistent with the words that they speak. This is the behavior of an intelligent person.
Now, again, you also try to understand. Once, Satya Bhakti, the son of Ashwatthama, he killed all the sons of Draupadi, five sons. His brother dished him and laughed soldiers. He came in night and he cut off. Then he began to run that Arjun may come. And Arjun, Draupadi all returned to their camp. And they saw that all so much blood. And all the sons of Draupadi had. And then, he told that I must kill Ashwatthama. And Draupadi was so much weak. He told also that he must be killed who has killed. So Arjun followed. And anyhow, quickly he
caught
him and brought him in front of Maharaj Yudhishthira, where Draupadi was there. Bhima was also there. So Krishna told that this are ties to be killed.
Terrorists.
This should be killed. Don't be merciful to him. At once he should be killed. But Arjun was waiting. What? Why he was waiting? Something was waiting. All asked Draupadi, what we should do? Then she told, I am waiting for my children. And if he will be killed, his mother will also. And by killing, my children will not correct. And also, she will, the mother of Dhritarashtra, Sama will be so bitterly. So, please, keep up. And he support. What Arjuna has done and Krishna has done promise that this should be kept. Then Krishna thought about Krishna, Arjuna. And he was reading the face of Krishna. Why you are making late? You should advance. In Shastra it has been told and Krishna has been told. Brahman should not be. So Arjuna thought, what is the meaning of Krishna? His instruction. He followed. And by the permission of Krishna, he insulted that Brahmin. If any man doing some apaman to anyone, he insulted. So he insulted. How? He took, there was a jewel here. And he took the jewel and insulted. Oh, that Brahmin. And this was like this. Then Krishna was happy, Arjuna became happy and so he was given punishment. If another person was there, then he should be healthy. But not he should. Why Krishna did so and Arjuna? All these things were done by Kaal, that is Sankar himself, is the
predominant
of destruction. So at that night himself, Shankar came in him and he did all. So he was not
blind.
Anyhow, so all these things, order should not be carried. All these things can be carried. Kusalai. कुशला आचरिता ते नैषामी स्वात्मन विद्यते विपर्येन वानतो निरहंकारं विना प्रभो किमुत अखिलात्मा सत्तानं त्यजन वक्त दिवौकसं ईशितमस्य ईशितव्यानं कुशला कुशला
My dear Prabhu, when these great persons who are free from false ego act piously in this world, they have no selfish motives to fulfill. And even when they act in apparent contradiction to the laws of piety, they are not subject to sinful reactions. How then could the Lord of all created beings, animals, men, and demigods, have any connection with the piety and impiety that affect his subject creatures? Even an ordinary person, if he acts piously, he doesn't have any selfish motives, even a great person in this world. And if he does something apparently contradicting the law of piety, there's really some good reason behind it, and he's not doing anything bad. So if this is true in the mundane sense with great personalities of this world, then what to speak of the Supreme Lord, who is the creator of all creatures? How can he come under our laws of what is good and what is bad, our conception?
Gopinam, tatpatinam ca sarvesham eva dehinam. Yo antacharati, so adhyaksha, kridane neha deha bha.
He who lives as the overseeing witness within the gopis and their husbands, and indeed within all embodied living beings, assumes forms in this world to enjoy transcendental pastimes.
He's telling, Gopinam Tatpatinam Yasarve Shami Yogi. Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur is explaining. Krishna is Paramatma. He is everywhere. Krishna. There is nothing where Krishna is not there. Even in Adam, Krishna is there. We cannot hide anything from him. If there is no existence, or that thing cannot be there. So, this body, in all atom of this body, Krishna is there. Is there anything to hide from Krishna?
Not possible.
We can hide ourselves by our garments. From our sight, eye. But from Krishna's sight, can we hide? Krishna is there also. Everywhere. You know the history of Draupadi. To satisfy Duryodhana, Dushasana was taking the cloth off. He had power of 10,000 elephants. Oh. Like this. And he was forcibly taken. Then what happened? Shakti has this bell here.
Thank you.
Tell me how I can. He said, then Krishna was not coming. He was restless in Dwarka. He wanted to come to save Draupadi, but not coming. Why? Oh, he has engaged his some power. By teeth, he has kept his
Wow.
Why not giving? But she was not giving. But when she saw that I cannot see, then he gave up the ball, two hands like this, oh, Govinda, Ram, Sharan, that's just my everything. And he goes, what is the meaning? I surrender totally to you. I cannot save myself. And what became? At once, Krishna came. And he became cloth. The cross, garments she had before, or it was taken off. And that cloth, oh, Krishna became cloth, oh, coming. And he was. And the way. So many hours he did.
He became so tired.
And he became tired.
He became painful.
And he was saying to Duryodhana, what should I do? Really that cloth, what was that cloth?
Krishna
himself. So he becoming a cloth, Krishna, he covered his
shame.
But for Krishna, was he looking that body or not?
Yes.
Covered by Krishna. So we should know that Krishna is outwardly everywhere, external and even in the body of their husbands, Krishna is. So any kind of anything cannot be hide. We can hide from it. So he is telling, so Krishna is antarjami everywhere, in all atom. We cannot hide anything from Krishna. So Krishna is also in the heart and everything everywhere in their husband. Oh, he is not only in their husband. Everybody, all in
all living beings.
All beings. Living beings. So it is Krishna, Krishna seeing looking from outside or inside.
But what? Understand what I do? What I do? What I do?
Krishna is already in the heart of all living entities.
No, if he is looking everything, being everywhere, and if he also looks at them from outwardly also.
He could look inside out and outside in. Everywhere.
Then what? What? Not clear. You are so clear.
Srila Gurudev is describing that, first of all, if one will accept that Krishna is Bhagavan, he is Paramatma, and he is in every atom. So being inside everyone, he can see everything already. So then, if Krishna in his pastimes in Vrindavan fills the clothes of the gopis, or he sees them from the outside, then what is the difference whether he sees them from the inside or from the outside? So people should not become disturbed by his pastimes in Vrindavan with the gopis.
Taking care. I'm doing all. No harm at all. For Krishna only, we cannot do. We are not inside this body. Not everywhere. We cannot see our eyes even. Can you see your eyes without the help of anything? What is inside this body you cannot see. For Krishna. So for Krishna, he can do anything. Why did he? For the welfare of all. It will be told. Why, Krishna ji, this nindit karma is
despicable activity.
Why did he? In our mind, this looks like that. But really, what is? He's telling.
Anugrahaya, Bhaktaram, Mansham Deham, Ashikram, Bhajati, Tadushi,
Kiraja, Sutva, Tadbaruga. This is most important, this show. So you should try to realize this, understand. Anugrahaya, Bhaktaram, or you should read me.
When the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotees, he engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him.
Can you tell me? What he told? What he told?
He explains that when Krishna comes to this world and performs so many pastimes, it is especially meant to attract the living entities to watch these pastimes so that they want to be engaged in Krishna's service in a loving relationship.
Krishna descends to this world. The Supreme Personality of God, Himself, Krishna comes. He does not think like us. He is not a jeev only. He is not semi-gods, demigods. Not like Isha, Brahma and Shankar. Not like Gargadis. Not like Ram. Not like Vaikuntha. So his thinkings are so far. Without the help of his devotee, we cannot understand. So he is telling, Anugrahaya Bhaktana. He comes to display his mercy to all. Not all to all his bhakti. Understand? Why he comes?
To think of his mercy to all.
To think of his mercy to Bhakta. Oh, who Bhakta? Pandava. Draupadi. What about? And especially, they don't die bhaktaram to please his devotees in prayer, to play with them, to serve them, he comes. So he's telling that for this, he comes with his whole associates, taking Guru Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. 84 crores of land from Vrindavan there. He said, all come. So that, and he does like this also, Ras Lila and all the other. All Lila and Nitya Lila, transcendental. Even he took the garments of gopis and climbed down the Kadam. This is also all. So he's telling that
money he has done for benefit of devotee, to please his devotee, especially to please Prajavasi. In them, among them, to his cowherd boys. Among them, both Sunanda and Yashoda and all the mothers and cowherds. More to please all the devotees. And moreover, to please Dalita Vishaka. Among them, more and more. Yes, please then. Why? And he played with all the devotees and all in Braja Vrindavan. Why? If anyone, those who will hear all the pastimes of Krishna, all the human persons, those who are animals, stronger and stronger faith in Krishna. You know that all the pastimes of Krishna, hearing, Krishna comes in heart, purified heart, and gives love and affection. Right? Very powerful. And all the pastimes, among the all the pastimes, who is supreme powerful? For pastime. Rather most, if anyone is hearing, high class of very powerful pastime. Then what will be? Very soon, he will have more progress and prem will come and lust will come there. And he will start coming. So Bhagavan Krishna has done so many pastimes, but among all pastimes, he has killed Narsingadev. It is so powerful. Very Narsingadev. He is killed Nakashipu. Parade killed Hiranyaksha. Ram killed Ravan. Krishna killed Kamsa. Oh, Shishupal, Sarvavakra, Putana, Agasur, Parnas. These are very powerful. And more than this, oh, he was controlled by Mother Yashoda. Damodar Bandhanina, more should be. You know, Damodar, we chant it in whole month of Kartik, even today. So this is more powerful than Kansa killing. So much. And more than this, what Lila? Very powerful like Krishna. So, it has so much a strong power. Like Mani Mantra and Mahoshadi. You know, some medicine, if man is going to die and medicine is given, at once he becomes cured. He doesn't know that, oh, this is so powerful or from what it has been prepared. Nothing to know. And by mantra also. By mantra also. Oh, Nardeshitor. So the boy who was dead, and he told that, oh, get up, back. And he came. In a sense. And why you have left your father, mother? And he began. So like, you know that Kutch, the son of Brihaspati, and he went to learn some Sanjivani Vidya from Sukracharya. And his disciples were very envious. They killed Kacha and they prepared meal from there and they gave it to Shukracharya, mixing something and it was so delicious and he took, he definitely knew that I am taking the place of Kacha and then he was digested all right, all and then he was thinking, where is Kacha? Oh, Kacha is not coming and then, oh, Kacha, where you are? he told some mantra and cut it from his stomach. So this is like mantra. And money,
jewel,
they have so much power. Like touching jewel or
desire stone.
From one desire stone, lakhs and lakhs desire stone can be done. So, these pastimes of Krishna, Maharaj Leela, is so powerful. You should not try to do by your mind at every minute. Don't fall. But try to hear with, listen with honor, so much honor and behavior. But don't do by mind, even. So those, Swami, Siddha Swami has told in this, and Jiva Goswami or Sanatana Goswami they have told. They are telling, they said this power, this pastimes of Krishna is so much powerful that even Bahirmukh, Those who are against Krishna, against Vaishnava, against Avoid Krishna, even if they will hear, they will have love and affection. So much honor will come in their heart because it is so powerful. So this one Acharya Bhakti Thakur said that, oh, we should see, we should hear, but with very honor. That this is transcendental, a power will come and our lust will go. We will not follow Krishna, but we will see this pastime. That is why Krishna has descended in pastime. Nashuyan, Kharu Krishna Aya Mohite, he went ahead. Nakharu Krishna Aya Mohitatasya Maya Manyavana Swap Pasha Thantan Swan Swan Devu.
The cowherd men, bewildered by Krishna's illusory potency, thought their wives had remained home at their sides. Thus, they did not harbor any jealous feelings against them.
They had friends, not jealous of Krishna. Why? They saw that all the Siddha Gopis, so they came to Krishna, but they saw that they are here doing, serving us. They are giving milk to them and they are serving and doing so much. Oh, they are here. Wow. By the Yoga Maya. He made another shape, form of so there was not anything bad in that rush. It was so powerful that anyone, those will hear the past and of Krishna, they will come in the heart and they will purify all this and love and affection and thus master will go forever. Someone criticizes me. Someone, no, most of all. That he sometimes he is telling katha and he ends in Gopi and Krishna. So they are one there.
Follow it.
Disciples and all follow. Don't go otherwise you will be.
Ruined.
But I am from beginning of my life always remembering the past time, hearing the past time, reading the past time, meditating the past time of all and also something explaining also. I never went down. I never get up my sannyas, I never had any lady, nothing. I left my wife and children and everything and I am like. But they are not hearing all these things and not even the name of Gopi they can tell. But all are falling down, all. But all. Why? Because they are listening with honor the high class of all the past times, which are so powerful. They hate to tell the name of God. But we should not. We don't hate to any living. We should try to give proper respect to all the living. All the living. Or like daughter, like sister, like father. And if wife is, then having so much honor for her, that Prajvati used to do pranam to their wife. We used to call them. Then lust will go away. Surely it will go away by this person. And if you are ready, oh ready, then you give up your lady, your wife, and you will collect so many things. And that is when we are seeing everywhere. Sannyasis are collecting so many wives and so many things, and they tell, oh, don't give any money to your wife. Oh, money should be given to us. And don't speak with your wife, and they will speak with their wife. Oh. So we should try to follow. So we should hear those who are qualified and those who are honored, some greed for this person. Those who have no greed, no conception of this, they should know. They should chant Krishna are doing so much. Here is all that. But those who are senior, most, hearing so much pastimes of Krishna with honor, regard, serving the Guru, like Sukadeva Goswami, we must hear. And by this, now the main explanation of Vrajdi Girtam, it will come now. So we will discuss
Thank you. Govinda, Govinda
lift
Bhakta
it
Prabhu.
Somewhere and giving
just
it away.
You answer, the book has come.
Oh, quick announcement. The book has now arrived, The Secret Truths of the Bhagavatam.
You know, they were practically, as, in some ways, as powerful as he was. Yeah, there are a number of examples. You had an example? Putana. But is Putana an example of well wishes of someone? He actually may fall within a different category. So, in any case, these are examples given. Now, Srila Rupa Goswami will describe the character of one who's in ecstatic love. And these are important qualities, because when we understand them, then we won't become deceived or bewildered. Our movement is only 20 years old, so we don't see too many caricatures yet, you know, of sahajya mentality. It does come occasionally, as we can discuss. But as the movement gets older and people get more frustrated and